Hey guys, welcome to The Growth Show. This is a part of a new series where we explore the lives and insights of remarkable individuals shaping the industry. Today, we are thrilled to have Morgan Brown with us. Morgan stands out in the Vancouver real estate market for her exceptional work and dedication. Morgan's approach is simple yet powerful. She believes in loving what you do, and she's the living proof that this leads to success. This philosophy has guided her to become one of the top realtors in the Greater Vancouver area. With over 10 years of experience in marketing and real estate, Morgan has consistently been recognized as the top performer, being a Medallion Club member for 8 straight years. But Morgan's not just about awards. As a partner of Oakland Realty Limited and a realtor at Morgan Brown Collective, she's known for going the extra mile and pushing boundaries. She's received the Sales Achievement Award and the Award of Excellence, showcasing her hard work and connection with clients. Morgan is also deeply committed to her community, always looking to help others find the dream homes. Her journey from an eager young salesperson to a respected industry leader is truly inspiring. So please join me in giving a warm welcome to Morgan Brown, a visionary in real estate, a dedicated mentor, and a community builder whose story and insights we are eager to explore today. So, welcome, Morgan.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm going to have a great day now since you gave me that good token of success, which is great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm just stating the facts, by the way. All the points is yours. So, thank you for taking the time to be here. Could you just share with our audience how you got started?
Perfect. Well, I truly believe that you have a purpose in life, and there is something that everyone individually is very special and has a uniqueness to them. And I believe that there's a special quality to everybody. So I'm lucky to say that it really started very young with me, knowing that I had a knack talking to my teachers and being able to relate to people on a kind of more of a base level. And how it really started for me was going and getting education first, right out of high school and then heading into college. And I started really just keeping a lot of track on what I was really excellent at. And one of the big things that I noticed was my knack to sell and to be able to express a greater value of something to somebody else and relaying that. So really fast forward to that, I ended up getting a scholarship for sales, and that really gave me and propelled me to have the confidence to put it into my real estate license at Greater Vancouver with Sutter House. And what happened with that was it just became this easy decision of my next steps into a career in real estate. I was 20 years old when I got the idea. I was 21 when I got my license. And previous to that, I had traveled to Southeast Asia, and I noticed that I'm half Filipino, so it was important for me to kind of go and travel and see the world and to see it in different ways. And what I realized when I was in Southeast Asia was, one, not only am I lucky to live in Canada, but number two, I am very lucky to have the choices and the dreams that I can have as a female in Vancouver, Canada. So what I did is I thought, dream big. And the only thing that really could set me apart from all the other, at that time, 14,000 agents in Greater Vancouver was working hard. And I picked up, you know, it's so funny. I think about it when I was 21. I was wearing these suits to make me look really old because I was so young and everyone didn't want to like really trust me with what they were doing. And really quickly, what I realized is it's really not about how you dress and what you do on that side of things. And it's not about really all of the little things like that are going to the face value things. It's really going to be about the efforts that you put into it. And I took off from there. I worked 4 open houses every weekend I didn't work with any of my sphere of influence whatsoever. I didn't really know anybody because I was so young. I was like kind of just talking to anybody that would talk to me. And I just put my head down and I worked really hard, and that's how it all came apart for me.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And one thing that you told was like looking at your strengths, and you found that sales is the main thing and you doubled down on that. Were there any mentors, some events that happened that led you to get into real estate?
Yeah, really good question. The first thing was my spouse at that time, and now is my husband and the father of my kids now. And I met him, and he was actually a carpenter. And I would just go to the houses and see him, and I just started really falling in love with the whole idea of creating a home for somebody. So number one, it was my husband telling me, you know, you'd be excellent at this, and having somebody on the sidelines, including my two best friends, who just always said, you know, Morgan, whatever you put your mind to, you're going to do it. But I also am very lucky to have really strong figures in my life. Both of my parents were entrepreneurs. So I was really used to having like a very inconsistent household where really it was one day, it was Christmas Day, and the next day the lights were out, right? So it was a very easy thing for me to take risks. And I truly believe this. I think mentorship and people that you are going to be drawn to in those seasons is so important. So even to this day, I am drawn to specific people that are going to help me propel me to the next chapter. And I think you have to be really open-minded with yourself and say, okay, right now, what do I need that will really set a bar for myself, right? Who is going to be that person that is going to make sure that I am challenging myself and pushing myself, because their success is so large? And then you just kind of go from there. Every season, there's going to be a higher person, and you're going to have to lean into that a little bit more so that you have some contrast. It's all about contrast. It's all about perspective. And that's a huge part about being successful in any career.
That's great. Could you share a little bit about what were the channels that you started working on and how you progressed overall?
Sure. So I think when you go into real estate and any type of sales, there's really going to be like low cost vehicles, and then there's high cost vehicles. And at that time, I really wasn't working with anything. So I was like, what are my low-cost vehicles for me to prospect? And really at that time, it was number one, my time, which is prospecting face-to-face, open houses, being out there, bank lenders to actually connect with you. That was the number one. And number two was actually at that time, what was kind of social media to this day, but it was more like that vehicle was Facebook or Craigslist. That's why social media is so wonderful now, is you're able to expose yourself a little bit to a larger audience. And that's what Craigslist at that time was doing. It was really marketing yourself in a very easy way and hoping that if you put those chips down, something would connect. But then the great deal be all 100% was connecting with relationships and a network that was, and building a network, which is always going to be your win in real estate. It's really the essential of real estate and the real estate industry. Local events like joining association, connecting with other agents to build networks on a referral basis. That type of stuff is always going to set you in a very successful way, because not only are you speaking for yourself, you have other people that are your cheerleaders that are giving you that business as well.
It's great to see the comparison between, hey, what do I have right now and what I can use to make things happen. So that's great. Do you remember your first client? And like,
I do. I will never forget it.
Right. Could you share a little bit?
Oh my gosh. You know what's so funny about this first client thing? I have two kind of first client moments. Like I just said, talking about networking, one of the networks that I did was I actually reached out to a bank mortgage broker. And this woman was an older female, and she was like, Morgan, I'm going to get you a client, or I'm going to give you a listing. And at that time, I was like, I'll take anything. This is 2008, which is a down market. It's much like it is what's happening right now. And at that point, I was so desperate to a point where I was sitting in my car and 3 months has gone by. I haven't done any sales. I'm stressing out. I don't really know what to do. And all I could do is believe in myself. Out of nowhere, I get a call from this woman. And she says, Morgan, I have a listing for you. It's about $250,000. It's a house and it's a foreclosure. And I said, I'll take it. You know, whatever it's going to take for me to get it. And not only was this house a foreclosure, this property was also a leasehold property, which is a non-freehold property, which is a very difficult little piece to sell on Musqueam land, which is in basically an Aboriginal location, really right off of UBC. And that listing was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. Not only did I have to fight for selling that listing in a down market, I was dealing with hostile sellers that were foreclosing on. So I learned very quickly how emotional the selling process, whether you're in foreclosure or if you're not in foreclosure, how stressful it can get. And how you as that salesperson / realtor, the way that you present it, the way that you navigate it, the way that you tell the story is what is going to set the tone for that listing. And guess what? I ended up selling it and I sold it to buyers that I knew. So I ended up doubling both sides and it was a win. It was a win-win for me.
That's awesome. If you could go back in time and tell three things, it could be three tips, lessons, or anything to your younger self, what would it be?
I think if I went back in time and I looked back at what I did right, what I did right was I practiced consistently. I was constantly establishing my tools and making sure that I set my goals, I developed a routine, and I stuck to it. And I think that's my number one, is just being extremely consistent and setting myself up. And I would say that to my younger self, you're doing all the right things, you're setting that tool, you're setting this routine, and you're treating this business like a career. And I think that's so important. The second thing I would probably say to my younger self is stop caring what everyone thinks. Because this is something that I think everyone says to you. And I think in your 20s, when you're in the most fragile state, and I believe my 30s now, but I would say you have to constantly remind yourself that rejection is not a problem. Rejection is just God's way of saying no to you. And you're on the wrong way. You're on the wrong path. So if you just adjust it and realize that no, and that caring of everyone and you know, rejecting you all the time, because you're going to get it. You're going to get a lot of rejection in this business. And as long as you realize you shouldn't care about them and care about what people are thinking, there's always going to be a yes somewhere. Find it. And one of a very old agent I know, he said that to me. He said, you know, Morgan, you're just keep on throwing the eggs at the wall. One of them's going to crack. And I think that's like the truth of real estate and any business. Don't give up and just go for it. And then my third would be, and I think looking back, is surround yourself around your cheerleaders. Like, don't be around naysayers and people that don't believe in you wholeheartedly. And the best way of you to figure out who the people that are wholeheartedly on your number one fans are the people that are there cheering you on when you are doing well, not when you're doing poorly and they're just trying to like hang out with you. It's when you're doing well, they really set the bar there for you and they help you through everything and they'll be there for you forever. So I still have the same gang or group that I've had for many years, and I truly believe my success has been because of that.
That's great. So practice consistency. Stop caring what anybody thinks, because end of the day, nothing matters. And surround yourself with cheerleaders who are looking for you to be the best version of yourself, right?
That's right. That's it.
And a question on this, like, if you had to practice like daily routines, were there like metrics you look at? Okay, hey, regardless of what I do, if I take these actions, forget about the outcome, it's going to come regardless. So what were those key actions that you had, like every single day that you had to do?
Yeah, I think there's a greatness to routine, not based off of like time blocking. And it's not the do, it's the habit. So for me, it was getting to work. Like, get to the office, right? Like, that's the first thing. 9 o'clock sharp at the office. And the reason why you do that is it just becomes this, you fill your day up with things you have to do anyways when you get to the office. It's very hard with right now with work from home. You can just come in and do the laundry and do everything and get distracted on Netflix or opening up TikTok and you're like, oh my God, my whole day has been wasted. But if you go to the office in a place that separates you from your everyday, you do a lot more and you create a lot more and you're able to think a lot bigger. And I think that was my number one is get to the office, get to the office at 9 a.m. The second was, you know, people can't do business unless they're meeting other people. So it was more my mindset of making sure whether I don't see anybody all day because I'm at the office, that means I have to do a networking event after to go see, you know, a flush of 5 new people because it just takes one person, right? So that was important for me, was meeting new people every day. And that became a kind of a thing of my mind, meet a new person every day. And you'd be surprised, you know, like you're not talking about real estate all the time and you're not, you know, they're not going to call you right away. But if you make an imprint and an impact to them in some way, they will come back to you and hopefully trust you to be your biggest advocate. And I think that's pretty much to this day even is my normal habits now. Like I still do that every single day. I still get to work, separate myself. But now it's a little bit more about strategically looking at what works. You know, I think as you establish your business, you start realizing, okay, maybe these flyers aren't the best investment, or maybe this newsletter that I send out isn't really connecting as much as I need it to, or maybe, you know, that kind of thing where you see evidence-based pieces that are actually helping you get to number one.
Just in general, having more connections is really important. Is there any suggestion you would give to connect with more people?
You know, the first thing you have to do is you have to enjoy what you're talking about. So what people feel like, and I've been to so many BNIs, so many networking events, so many different things, and they're there all for that, meeting people. It's best served when you talk and you're interested in things that you actually care about. So my biggest thing is take a piece of paper, write down everything that you actually enjoy doing. Like for myself, I really enjoy design. I really enjoy art. I love actually going to social sporting events. I enjoy musicians. You know, that's really exciting for me. That kind of stuff. And then I also like giving back. So I enjoy, you know, really, and now this is even more so right now, is I really want to see an impact. So that type of stuff is the stuff I really would like to spend my time on, friend. Writing that down. And then you're going to basically work from that and start finding groups and things that are around that. And it doesn't feel like it's a whole waste because you're not going to see that return right away. But hopefully you'll be able to talk in a more depth. You'll find more interest in it. And you have a dual purpose for starting that network.
That's great. With the like everything that's happening in the market, what do you see the trends happening in the near future?
With real estate in general, I think we've been a local industry for so long. The history of real estate was like all based off of back in the day, there used to be land sharks, right? And they used to call them land sharks. And you'd get off a train and you'd meet somebody and they'd take you to find acres somewhere and they'd sell you these acres. And that's like what real estate was, you know? So we've adapted. And part of the reason why I, you know, started Oakland with my partners and established that was because I think you have to innovate, you have to evolve. And what we're seeing right now, especially as our trends really build into a new generation of technology, is that a lot of these tools like OpenAI, that type of stuff, those tools are now being developed for you. We have so many hats as agents to be creative writers, to be marketers, to expose, and there's stuff like social media to expose it into a higher level. You know, I don't have a crystal ball, but what I can say is everything will become more easier. And what's going to be very important as an agent, I think, is those relationships that you build with other agents. So having a solid connection and a great base of not only having a clientele base, but having a realtor base is going to be very important for you to succeed at moving forward. And we will expand to different horizons for sure.
That's great. And with that, knowing what you know now, what are some of things you would do if you had to start from scratch today?
If I had to start from scratch today, I would probably partner. I think teams are what people are doing more of. The reason why I say that is because there's a lot of wealth in connecting and uniting, right? Like my theme of the year for our company is unite. And I think when you unite with other agents, not only do you have a new home and you're able to really bounce new ideas off of it, but it also adds to a bigger well. And, you know, I started Word Around Collective 8 years ago. And why I did that was not only to mentor, but also to help other agents, but also to build more knowledge in what we're doing. So I think if I started from scratch today, I would have started that team right away, or I would have teamed up with a very experienced agent who really knew what was going on, because there's a reason why 90% of the business is done by 1%. There's a reason for that. And the main reason is because they have a lot of experience and they know what they're doing. Yeah.
That's great. Majority chunk of transactions are done by 1% or the top 10%, right?
Yeah.
From having so many people with your team and seeing all the people, what are the skills, beliefs, or character trait people having those have outperformed the most?
Yes.
What are the key things that
traits,
you
do? Like the traits that I'm traits, seeing.
Yeah.
On my app. One of the agents who's in the top 1% made a WhatsApp, like a WhatsApp chat with just the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
It's, he's like, you know what? I'm going to do business off of market, right? Like easy. What a great idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a great tell of what makes those people different than the ones that I see every day in the business, right? And they're just completely, like, I'm just going to be honest, they're completely obsessed with real estate. You almost have to be so highly addicted to it that you live, breathe, and sleep it. And another thing is that all of those people have this innate intuition on who and what works for who, right? Like there's the connection for it, right? So perfect example is I met this person just off of a sign call. Someone called me on a sign call. They lived on Bowen Island. They said to me, Morgan, I want to buy something in East Van. And within like 5 minutes, I thought, okay, I know someone to buy that Bowen house. And I know a property that was exactly what they're looking for. And it's off market. So that type of stuff is like, I immediately put those two or three things together. And within a week, it's done. And so like having those, being able to kind of connect the dots. And that's, it's funny, my team's like slogan is connecting the dots in real estate. And I really believe that that's what it is. It's connecting the dots and making it so easy for that person on the other side and being just so intuitive about it.
That's great. Connecting the dots. I really like that.
I know, it's like great. I'm going to keep going with it. I like it. I actually write it down.
Any interesting projects that you're working on currently?
I obviously wear two hats. I wear the realtor hats, and then I'm also doing like the Oakland side of things. So I'm very lucky. I will say I'm blessed that I get to see real estate in two different color codes, I guess. So, you know, with regards to new exciting projects that I'm doing, we are kind of heading into working with more of the investor side of things and breaking over and finding different ways for foreign buyers to purchase in local markets. I think that's very important. So obviously I mentioned I'm Filipino. My dad is an immigrant. And I just have always had a very big passion in finding homes for people that are coming to be a part of Canada. And that's very important to me, making sure that they have someone they can trust. So I'm always looking to help relocations and helping that development. And the second thing I'm doing is obviously with Oakwyn, you know, Oakwyn is growing rapidly. We are opening our office in Kelowna, and I have now 7 offices and 700 realtors at our brokerage. We're the top brokerage in Greater Vancouver now, and I'm just very lucky to be a part of that and the mission to expand and put people first and to continue to grow other people's businesses at our company. So those are the 2 projects that I'm working on.
That's great. Congratulations on the new opening in Kelowna.
Thank you.
I was just driving on Oak Street and 16th, I believe. I saw the office. I'm like, yes, I have an interview. I'm going to talk to you. And so I was like really excited to see that.
Anytime. I know. It's fun. That was our first office. And, you know, funny thing about that office is we literally remember taking the leap. And, you know, my partners and I had 2 minutes to decide whether or not we wanted to take that building. And we ended up selling all of our own personal asset to start that whole company. So I'm just a small, you know, part of that company, but I'm lucky to have seen it during its iteration.
That's great. That's great. I mean, the risks we take in life will dictate where we are going in life.
Yes.
Any specific books, podcasts, influencers you follow?
You know, I'm a holistic person. I think it's all about mindset. You know, when there's really down market and when there's things like that's happening now, I'm pretty optimistic, even if I haven't done a sale to this day. You know, like sometimes, you know, my market is just like everyone else's market. Just because I'm in the 1% or 10% doesn't mean that I'm bulletproof. Still have to be able to attack it. And a big part of that is kind of brainwashing yourself and making yourself realize that it's all going to be okay. It will come, right? So Jay Shetty, I listen to Jay Shetty a lot because I'm a Jay Shetty fan. And we have a podcast for Oakway called The Oakwyn Podcast that is an educational piece for agents to listen to as well. So that's great. A little bit less of what you're doing, which is really getting down to the But I think for myself, I read a lot of entrepreneurial books and they're all stacked behind me. And like everything from, you know, Starbucks to Lululemon, I am obsessed with how people jump in and they figure out what their purpose is. Mel Robbins is one. But, you know, like Ray Dalio, you know, Principles is a key one. Habits to Success. You know, Ninja Selling, which is actually a great real estate book for people to just read. I crack open Million Dollar Real Estate Realtor every year. Years later.
What would be a quote you would like to share?
I believe that gratitude is attitude. That's my first one, is being able to say thank you so, you know, a major gratitude piece every single day. I have a gratitude chat. I write it in journal every single day. So that kind of stuff is very important to me. And yeah, you should be happy and live a balanced life. It's not just about working and getting to the millions and really building off of that. It's really also about being full inside and outside happy with what you've done and what you're establishing. Very difficult to do it, but it's a great quote myself. That's yeah. Great.
Thank you for sharing. And before we go, where can the audience reach you at?
You can reach me at mostly a lot of people jump on my IG. And so Morgan Brown Official is a great way of connecting with me. But also feel free to follow me on that or TikTok, or also just reach out to my email address. And you can find me by just Googling my name, Morgan Brown, with Oakwyn Real Estate. I'd be happy to kind of connect with you and help you through your next journey for sure.
That's great. Thank you so much, Morgan. Appreciate you taking the time. All the links will be in the description, guys. Go follow and reach out to Morgan if you have any other questions. And thank you so much, Morgan. Appreciate you
thank
taking
you so
the time
much.
For today.
Thank you.
And have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks so much.